Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily. Here on KFH, Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster. Thanks for tuning in, watching the video stream. Lots of good comments there. A lot of those coming in on the YouTube stream, so you can see those. You can also leave us your comments on Facebook that we see, tweets, whatever you want to do. We appreciate it. You can also call on the IHOP hotline. Good old-fashioned way, 869-1240. It is open today for you. Let's talk about a couple of stories in the NFL, Tommy, this morning. It was Sports Illustrated reporting that one of the reasons, and money was a factor here, but one of the reasons that Kirk Cousins chose to go to Atlanta from Minnesota is because Minnesota was open about, you know, trying to look at quarterback also in the draft. And then, of course, you know, history shows us that Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, gets paid, and then Atlanta is the team that also is aggressive at quarterback in the draft. So, I'm not trying to say I feel bad for Kirk Cousins. He got just gobs of guaranteed money. He'll be fine. But it is sort of interesting that he kind of got, you know, he didn't get screwed. Atlanta picked the player that they liked. There's nothing wrong with what Atlanta did. I don't know if it was the right decision, but there's nothing wrong with making the decision strategically, in my opinion. But what a weird offseason for Kirk Cousins, who was probably, Tommy, had he stayed healthy last year, he's probably going to win the MVP. So he leaves Minnesota, where he has Justin Jefferson and, you know, all these great young weapons, goes to Atlanta, which is still a pretty good, you know, situation offensively, but not as good as it was in Minnesota. And then the same thing happens to him there that he was trying to avoid anyway. I think I've thought forever Kirk Cousins should have stayed in Minnesota. I really think it now. He will make Atlanta better. I don't think Atlanta is going to be better than Minnesota would have been with Kirk Cousins. He was going to win the MVP last year if he stayed healthy.
Yeah, but on the surface of it, you can definitely look at that story and say, oh, he should have stayed in Minnesota. And, you know, it's too bad that the fact that, you know, they told him that they were going to look at quarterback, made him leave, and then the Falcons ended up taking a quarterback in the draft, and he was blindsided. Yeah, on the surface, like, that's a really good story and all of that. But if you dig in a little bit deeper, a big reason was that Minnesota, they were not willing to guarantee any more than 1 year of a salary for Kirk Cousins. I think
the money was the biggest factor.
But had they gone to 2 years guaranteed contract, then at that point I think he probably would have stayed with Minnesota. But I think he figured that, okay, you know, they draft a quarterback, or even if they don't, more than likely I'm probably going to be on the move after 1 year. And so I think because of the lack of guaranteed years on the contract, I don't even know if it's necessarily guaranteed money as it is more of like guaranteed years on the contract. It was basically only one that the Vikings were willing to do. And so he was able to go to Atlanta. They guaranteed him more years. He got 2 years guaranteed, more guaranteed money, all of that. And yeah, I think one way or another, you know, stay in Minnesota, they still probably would have drafted J.J. McCarthy, knowing that he probably would have been.
If the draft fell the way it did, they absolutely would
have. He probably would have been on the move after next year, and then, you know, we would have been doing this all over again. So I think one way or another, it was going to end up, there was going to be a quarterback, you know, breathing down his neck. And at least in Atlanta, he's getting more guaranteed years and more guaranteed money.
And Atlanta's a good situation. Don't get it wrong. Like, I like some of the weapons Atlanta has. It'd have been nice if they had a receiver at that spot they drafted Penix, obviously, because they could have had, right? They could have had Rome Odunze there to go with Drake London and Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson, and you really like that then, that makeup. But they got Darnell Mooney, I think, in there now with Kirk Cousins, which should be a pretty good fit. He's an underrated player, I think, a little bit. I'm going to stick with my bold prediction on Kirk Cousins, Tommy. He'll be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys either next year or the year after that. I think it's going to happen. He'll be without a spot. They'll be ready to go to Penix. Dallas will be ready to move on from Dak because this isn't going anywhere, and it'll just make too much sense. That's my prediction for you. I made it a while ago. I'm sticking with it. I think Kirk Cousins, before he's done, injuries aside, will be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. It's coming. It's coming for you. All right, listen, the other quarterback situation I want to talk about is Shedeur Sanders. I said this a while back that I think he is going to be in the mix to be, well, when we first started these conversations, we were talking about first round pick, Tommy, first round pick. But I mean, he is flying up the draft boards here.
He is. And do I think that overall, you know, he's going to end up being the top quarterback in the draft next year, or, you know, gosh, maybe even the number one overall pick? Yeah, I mean, maybe so. And it certainly is trending that way. Do I think that it's likely that he will pan out to be that long-term in his NFL career? I don't. I'm not a huge Shedeur Sanders believer. I don't think, it's not that I don't think he's going to be a viable pro, because I think he probably will be. I'm just not sure that, from what I've seen so far, that all of the hype is worth that. I mean, I think that we're kind of in a situation now where there's been, I don't want to call it overhyping of Shedeur Sanders, but, you know, I certainly think that we're in a position where he's gotten all this attention because of the program that he's in, who his dad is, all of that. And again, I mean, I think that he will be, I think he'll be a good pro quarterback. And he may even very well be the number one draft pick next year, the top quarterback or whatever. I'm just not sure. I think it's a little bit overhyped at this point.
So it was in the Washington Post had a longtime NFL evaluator say that, quote, he was quarterback one for me if he came out this year. You're going to have to manage him a little differently. This person said Deion's going to be heavily involved. You have to be prepared to deal with that blank. But I love watching him play as a born winner. So when this all started for me, like I just watching Colorado when they were sort of humming and, you know, the offensive line wasn't as bad as it was and they were healthy. Like when I watched him play, I'm like, dang, like he is good. Right. Cause I didn't know. I didn't watch him at Jackson State. I'm like, Shedeur is the real deal, man. He hangs in there. He's tough. He can make the throws. I think he is I said first round pick. And people were like, what? No, they lost all these games. And I'm like, yeah, but he's really good. They had a bad roster. Now we're getting into the conversation where I think he'll be the first quarterback taken for sure, which typically falls, and I think he may be the top overall pick. I don't think it's crazy, and I think he does fit the profile. Do I think I would take him over Caleb Williams? No, I don't think so. Jaden Daniels, boy, it would be close for me at that point. And I think, you know, because I've had a hard time with Daniels, McCarthy, and Penix anyway. I don't have Drake May that high, but I think he'd be up there. I do. I think he's good. And I hope that they at least get the line solved so he can not just run for his life all year long. But what that did show me last year is that he's a tough kid and he's a tough player because he got rocked last year behind that terrible offensive line, and he hung in there and stuck with it and did a really nice job, I thought.
Like I said, I think that he is going to be good, but I do think that we're in a world of overhype because of who he is and because of the attention that he gets. Doesn't mean that he won't be good, but I think people are ready to crown him and, you know, make him this future Hall of Fame championship winning quarterback. And I don't see it yet. Maybe I will at some point, maybe down the road I might. I just don't see it quite right now. You know, I heard a comparison the other day, and this might be a little harsh, but I do understand the similarities in the comparison. Somebody compared Deion Sanders and his boys to LaVar Ball and his boys.
Oh, come on.
I heard that comparison. The difference is, like, Deion knows what he's doing because he was a professional.
The difference is
and he's
Deion's
a coach
a
and
Hall of
all
Famer
of that, right?
Like, and a Big 12
you know,
football
and LaVar is just a loudmouth. But there are, I mean, come on. Like, there are some comparisons
no,
there.
I don't
there absolutely
just only
is.
That he's, no, only that he's in the public eye. But you want to talk about credibility? No, I mean, I don't even think it's close. Deion's a Hall of Fame player.
Okay, but let me bring this up then. Do you think, because I believe this, that the level of hype that surrounds Shador Sanders is not unlike the level of hype that we had when it came to Lonzo Ball. And not that Lonzo Ball wasn't a bad basketball player. I mean, he clearly played, he
His
had a
brother
good college
was even
career, like all of that. But the amount of hype around both of those guys, that is comparable, I would say.
I think the ball kids were appropriately hyped, and for the most part, injury aside, have lived up to that in their NBA careers, I think. Here's what I would point out, because I know that's going to be everybody's concern, but how has, and I understand that Deion is more, again, public facing and in the public eye more, but I don't know what that has anything to do with Shador. But has it hurt Bobby Witt Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr., Patrick Mahomes, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., like all of these second-generation athletes, Jackson Holiday, like all of these guys, Bo Bichette, all of them, Kevin Biggio, like they're all thriving right now with pro athlete dads that probably maybe not as public-facing with it, but were very involved behind the scenes with what was happening with their kids, right? I don't believe for one second that these kids' dads who were in the big leagues were not very much pulling levers behind the scenes to get what they wanted. They're just not as public-facing with it as Deion is because he wears it all on his sleeve. So I don't think that's a detriment. I think there are far, far more success stories for second-generation athletes like this than there are stories of failure because you're so much better prepared for all everything that comes with it because you lived it with your dad, and your dad can tell you what it's like. I think they're more inclined for success. I think it's a plus that Shador Sanders' dad is a Hall of Fame football player because he kind of understands now everything that goes. I mean, he clearly already, Tommy, understands in the NIL space how to market himself effectively. Right? He knocks that out of the park as far as engagement and all that stuff that's going to make him money. I think this stuff all helps him as a player. For me, it's all just about as a player, is he good enough? Man, I think he is based on, you know, when they were healthy and he got a little time, I thought he was outstanding last year. I couldn't believe how good he was. I had no idea he was that good until I watched them play early in the year. And I'm like, man, he's making all the throws. He's getting rocked and gets right back up. Like all the things that you like about a college quarterback, he had it all.
So why didn't he enter the draft for this year? Like why did he decide to come back to Colorado?
Could have been a business decision, right? It was a quarterback rich draft, and maybe instead of the, you know, top one or two quarterbacks, maybe he is the sixth quarterback taken, and then it becomes a business decision at that point. I mean, I think that's within the realm of possibility. Was he draft eligible?
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably you got Hunter coming back because a couple of reasons. A, money's not a factor for him, right? His dad's Deion Sanders. He's making tons of money in the NIL space. So I don't think it had to be a money decision in that way. But, you know, you come back, he's going to have a chance to win a Heisman. What are the Heisman odds right now? Anybody higher than him? Because I bet they're not. Let's take a look. At some Heisman,
yeah, I'd be shocked. I would be shocked if
Quinn Ewers is probably, yeah, Quinn Ewers is a little higher.
Okay.
Carson Beck is higher. Will Howard's actually up there. Where is Shador Sanders? Oh, hang on a minute. We may need to make a live bet on the air here. If he's really not in the top five, Jalen Milroe's up there.
But don't you think, Gabriel, even if the, I mean, the odds
the
are
problem is they're
low,
they're going to not win enough
games.
Yeah,
that's, I mean, who's around him, you know, and that's been the big story with Colorado is just the mass exodus of players out. Dylan Edwards, obviously, one of them that we've talked about here close to home, but I think that's going to be a big key to it as well. I mean, I don't know if there will be, I think I can be fairly confident in saying this. I don't know if there will be
35-1 right now.
I don't know if there will be another quarterback as good as Shedeur Sanders on a team that is as bad as Colorado probably will be this coming year.
Colorado's got a chance to be good enough, I think. I know they've had a mass exodus, but they also had a mass influx at the same time. And Travis Hunter's going to be a Heisman candidate as a two-way player. He's 35-1, which, by the way, is the same as Jalen Daniels. And now it's getting, we haven't even looked at Heisman, and now I want to look at Avery Johnson. Arch Manning is 150-1. I don't even see Avery Johnson yet on the list. Hang on now. We got a bet to make here. How about
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Howard up there high on the list. That's kind of cool, right? We got to make an Avery Johnson bet. A Shedeur Sanders bet. Maybe should we get Jalen Daniels in there? Probably at this point, I think we should. Need to. I don't see Avery Johnson on this list. Does that surprise you, Tommy?
Well, no, because I think that there's still some unprovenness from him as far as having that role all to himself because of just kind of the back and forth between him and Will Howard from a year ago. This will really be the first time that we'll have seen Avery Johnson have full control of that offense. And, you know, I think that, of course, as the year goes on, you're going to see those odds, you know, start to increase and, you know, him fly up that list. But no, as of right now, that doesn't particularly surprise me.
I'm missing him. He's got to be on here because I'm okay. I missed him. He's 25-1. He's right. Better than all that. I was like, this is nuts. Like, I would much rather take a flyer on Avery Johnson as a Heisman winner than Jalen Daniels.
I'm trying to say he's better, but 25-1,
there's the injury risk.
Even at 25-1, I do think that as the season progresses, you're probably going to see him, you know, climb that list.
You will, because we think Kansas State and Kansas. Mm-hmm. I think Jalen Daniels will be in the same boat if he's healthy, which is his big risk, obviously. Those two teams are going to be good enough that the quarterbacks are naturally in there, and now you've got these dual-threat quarterbacks and offenses that both look, right now, pretty good. Yeah, so you've got All right, so here's what we've got. Avery Johnson at 25-1. Jalen Daniels at 35-1. Shedeur Sanders at 35-1. I'm okay with all three of those. If you're telling me that Quinn Ewers and Carson Beck are the favorites right now, I think all three of those quarterbacks are better than those guys. So now they may not have the kind of seasons, right, because of where those guys play, but just player to player, I'd take the others. I'm okay with those.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
We'll get those bets in. Those won't stay that low. Anyway, back to the point of the conversation on Shedeur Sanders. I think he's good enough. I think he's going to be a good pro quarterback. I love his game. I think if I had to rank it with the quarterbacks that we just saw as far as NFL-type players, I might go Caleb Wilson 1, Shedeur Sanders 2. Maybe.
Like right because as of right now?
As if he was in this last draft class. Mm. I like Jaden Daniels. Don't get me wrong. I just have such an injury fear with him because he's going to run a lot. And that's it, really. That's about the only thing that worries me there is Anthony Richardson last year. Or the quarterbacks that like to run a ton get hurt. And so, you know, Shedeur Sanders, who to me profiles far more as a pocket passer, kind of like Caleb Williams does, I think I'd rather have one of those guys. And I do like J.J. McCarthy. But I think I might put Shedeur right behind Caleb Williams if we were to enter him into that draft class. I don't think he would have been drafted that way. I don't think he would have been drafted that way. Don't get me wrong. I think he would have probably been he probably would have gone between McCarthy and Penix, maybe. If not, certainly between Penix and Bo Nix. We're taking Shedeur Sanders over Bo Nix. Let's be real here.
Can we see him play this year, you know, before we start to crown
him? I saw
him
play last year, though.
I understand
that. I'm not crowning him anything.
I understand. I mean, I understand that he had flashes, and I'm not saying that he's going to be a bad quarterback. I think he's a fine quarterback. I just think that the hype train around Shedeur Sanders right now is a little over the top.
Which part of his game did you not like?
It's not about not liking any of his game. I think he's a fine quarterback. I think he's a good quarterback. I think he'll be a good pro. But being the top quarterback right now, like in next year's draft class, let's see how he plays this year. And then at that point, I'll be willing to say, like, okay, yeah, he's the best quarterback that's out there. But like there are a lot of other quarterbacks that are
70% completion last year, 27 touchdowns. How many interceptions do you think Shedeur Sanders threw last year?
He didn't throw
on that
many.
Terrible team.
He didn't throw many.
Three.
Yeah. He didn't
three.
Throw many.
He's got it all. He's got it all. He played on a bad team. That's it. That's the only thing that held him back. I mean, he played on a bad team. I don't know. Like, that's what I mean. Like, I hate holding. He doesn't run much either, by the way, which is to me not a bad thing. I don't know why but him as a player, like, how good was Drake May last year? You know what I mean? Like, so what that he played for a bad team? My eyes tell me he's good, and I hope that, I hope they're good for about 1,000 reasons this year, but I would have probably taken him too. Count me in on the hype train there. I'm going to go put my Heisman bets in right now during the break. We'll be back with more Sports Daily.
And 1240 KFH.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.